Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
So I bring you a word today in this house and also in Radio Land. And the word is, being chosen is not always a blessing, but a sacrifice. Being chosen is not always a blessing, but a sacrifice. Wow. When you are chosen, you are on just about everybody's hit list. Because even though people might say to you, congratulations, deep in their heart, they say, why you? Deep in their heart, they're saying, I should have been chosen. I could have done a better job. Your life does not match up to the title or to whatever it is you are chosen to do. So being chosen, and sometimes to be chosen is not always a proclamation. To be chosen is to be seen by the gift that Elohim has placed on the inside of you. It just begins to exude, and people can see it. Your parents can see it. Your siblings can see it. And as a result of that, you become hated for that which you are chosen to become. And you wonder to yourself, why am I not so light? And I have done all that I know is right. But to be chosen is not always a blessing. You know the story quite well, how Joseph was chosen. His father didn't even know why he favored the boy. And so as he was growing up and he began to hear from God, he began to get dreams. Even his father rebuked him. How dare you get a dream like that, seeing the sun and the moon bowing down? Boy, I know how to interpret a vision. You are out of order, as though the child gave himself the dream. He said, are you trying to tell me that your father and your mother is going to bow to you? Somebody said, no, it's just a dream. And so as Joseph excelled, his brothers hated him. So much so, he was thrown in a pit and left to die. Hear me when I tell you, if you think you are something special, and you know what is so sad about being chosen is that you never desire to be chosen. You never ask to be chosen. And if you could walk away from being chosen, you would. But it's just how he makes you up. Somebody shout the spiritual system. You can't disconnect it. Oh God. Do you understand that Jeremiah thought he could disconnect it? Jeremiah had enough. And Jeremiah said, listen up, God. Hear me, God. I am tired. I have enough. I'm not prophesying again. I am going to unplug myself. Somebody shout, but. Because he was chosen. God said, listen to me, boy. I feel like my heart is on fire. God said, listen to me, boy. Before I put you in the womb, I know you, boy. Boy, I chose you. Boy, before I put you in the womb, I anointed you. Oh, God! Hear me when I tell you today. You are more than what you look like. Yes. There's something that is happening in the world. I don't know who caused it. I don't know if it's our men that caused it, but somebody caused it. We're living in a world where our women don't feel justified anymore with how they look. So we are knifing ourselves. We're pulling out ribs. And we are fluffing up places and fluffing up places. And I don't know who did that to us, but I'm telling you, we're just walking around now just looking like a symbol. And I'm like, God, like, what is going on? The Bible said that the whole creation is out of course. And people don't like themselves. But I'm here to let you know that you are more than your look. You are more than your shape. You are more than your color. Oh, God. You are more than your education. You are more than your house that you live in. You are more than the car that you drive. We all know about conception and how it comes about. How a little bit of liquid. Now imagine, come with me, because you're smart enough to come with me. God says, before I put you in the womb, boy, I told you I don't know how old I am. I am so old, I can't tell you my age. So listen when I tell you, God said, before I put you in the womb, I anoint you a prophet, boy. I hope my son is listening to me today. Because I know you feel discouraged, but I'm telling you, even in Radio Land, before God bless you in the womb, boy, God anoint you, boy, and God anoint you a prophet, boy. And let me tell you something, boy, it comes with sacrifice. So I want to say to you today, pull up your bootstraps, get ready. No. Just imagine that God, somebody say God. It is he that anoints you from the womb. Yet Jeremiah end up in a dungeon. Not your neighbor, say, watch yourself. Oh, God. Not another neighbor, say, neighbor. Shut up. Stop the complaining. This is nothing yet. This is nothing yet. Not another neighbor. Say, neighbor. Let them talk. Said, neighbor. It's good for you. I think you're talking to the wrong neighbor. Say, neighbor. Take the medicine. It's good for you. Come on, somebody said, bitter in the mouth, sweet in the belly. Sweet in the mouth, bitter in the belly. And you don't want your belly to be bitter. You want your belly to be sweet. So take your bitters. Lord, help me. Somebody said, take it. It don't taste good. It don't smell good. You don't want to wear your coat of sacrifice. But I've got news for you. If you're going to the place called heaven, you will have to bear some sacrifice. If you're going to the place called heaven, you've got to suck up some stuff. Somebody lift your hand and said, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Oh, said somebody said, Lord, I never would have made it without you. The trial comes to make you stronger. I am qualified to preach this today. Because let me tell you, it don't feel good. It hurts. Rosalie, it hurts. but I was built for it. I told you earlier, those that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that shall not be moved. I've been to the place called Zion. Zion is a fortress. Hear me, somebody. You can't get up to Zion with even a knapsack on your bag. If you are obese, you can't get up to Zion because the path is very narrow. And it is hewn out of the rock. There's a lot of twists and turn. Am I telling the truth, minister? Am I telling the truth, like lady? Yeah. We went there, but you can't tear down Zion. Zion is built to stand. Oh God, somebody said, oh God. Being chosen is not always a blessing, but a sacrifice. Suffering do cultivate wisdom and humility. Nobody likes suffering. Nobody wants to be associated with suffering. But it has its purpose. Not your neighbor and say, go through it. Don't be a wimp. Go through it. For if Yeshua be with me, I'll go. If Yeshua be with me, who can be against me? If God stand by me. Hear me, Paul was on a ship and he had a vision. He was a prisoner, but he had a vision. Did you hear what I'm trying to say to you? The man of God was a prisoner, and while he was in chains, he had a vision. And he saw that the storm was going to wreck the ship. He said, men and brethren, listen up. We are going to have shipwreck. Tell somebody, if you put me in the pit, I will get out. If you put me in prison, I will dream my way out. Lord, God said, if you put me on a sinking ship, I'm still going to dream my way out. The man said, I had a vision. There stood by me an angel of God. You see, you don't understand, when your trouble come, an angel of God come to stand with you. Somebody shout, never alone. Never alone. He said, the angel of God stand by me. And he said, yes, we are going to suffer shipwreck, but no life will be lost. Not your neighbor. And say, neighbor, you're going through some stuff, but you won't lose your life in it. Stand up on your feet and decree and declare that. I won't lose my life. I won't lose my life to the trials and testing. I won't lose my life. Be seated. Suffering is a key element that help point others to Christ, when it pushes us closer to the cross. You see, when everything is hunky-dory, we can't find time to pray. We get so busy. When the bank account is fat, we're too busy checking up on it, spending a little of it, checking to see what we can invest in. We don't have time for prayer and fasting. But you see, when the trial comes, Savior, like a shepherd, lead me. We humble ourselves and we come to the cross and we said, Father, I can't make it without you. Lord, Lord, Lord. And you begin to put on muscles again. Tell somebody, arise again. It pushes us closer to the cross. God used suffering to prove to those who watch our lives that he is faithful and able to keep alive. You see, when you're walking with the Lord, people no longer read books, they read you. You hear what I'm trying to say to you? Oh, look how she look. And she was singing in the praise and worship. Look, just. Don't you have a log in your eye? But then you're trying to take the little beam that is in the other person's eye, you are going to blind somebody because you have a whole log in your eyes. Not your neighbor said, sweep around your own front door. Because one thing I know about people is that when God is developing us, he works from the inside out. I know a lot of church folk, they like to work from the outside in, but no, baby, nothing get clean like that. You got to clean from the inside out. Somebody bless God. I don't care if you're breaking out, and you begin to go to the dermatologist and they just give you something to use on your face and it clean up your breakout. Listen, you need a purging. You need something to get on the inside to kill what is protruding on the outside. Somebody said, work me, Lord. Work me from the inside out. Being chosen is not always a blessing. You know, it wasn't until the passing of my mother that my brother, the apostle, said to me, all the years we've been in church, and for those of you that can recall, my mom would never share a testimony and don't testify of two things. One, she would always testify about when I was 6 years old. She brought me to a concert. She said, I took over the concert. A man of God came to her and said to her, that girl is either going to be a powerful woman of God or she's going to be a devil from hell. Thanks be to God. She's your pastor today. But he said one or two things will happen to her. Thank God that he anointed me before I entered the womb. The next thing my mother would share would be that she was told by the doctor, because my mother literally had 13 of us and 11 alive. The doctor told her prior to having the last four children. Let me see. Yeah. Prior to having the last four children, the doctor told her, Mrs. Gale, if I don't stop you, you will die. If you get pregnant again, you will die. My mother said, okay, I have to discuss this with my husband. And father said, well, let's do what the doctor said. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, mm-hmm. Chosen is not always a blessing, it's a sacrifice. Every time my mother sat with the doctor and they set a date to stop her from having children, it does not matter what time they set it for when she showed up. Period showed up. The doctor said, Mrs. Gale, I don't know what is going on. But my mother said, I know what is going on. God is going on. That God does not want me to do this for some reason. And I want for you to understand that she always shared that testimony, but nobody connect the dots. But when she passed, my brother connected the dots. He said, look at it. The devil never wanted us to be born. If that had happened, Apostle would have never been born because he was the next child to be born. I was the next child to be born. Lord God, help me, Holy Spirit. The bishop elect was the next child to be born. And then the baby brother would have been the next child, the last child to be born. Somebody said, look at God. Chosen is not always a blessing, but a sacrifice. And there is nothing like knowing who you are. Somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. is inevitable. Poor people face suffering. Rich people face suffering. Every human being on planet Earth must face suffering. If you're telling yourself that you're suffering because you don't have enough money, if God gives you all the money in the world, you will still have to suffer. So I have come to the realization that, God, I thank you for what my suffering is. I embrace my suffering, God, because I don't want another person's situation. I thank you because mine is uniquely designed. Somebody ought to bless God. Bless God. Bless God for what your struggle is. Stand up on your feet and say, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you. God, I thank you. Oh, God. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. From the verse 9. And it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an unholy nation, a peculiar people. Tell somebody, I'm not ordinary. I am peculiar. That he should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness. How dare us just get dressed up and we come to church. We are so nicely put together, we can't praise. When the power of God hit us, we should cry until we lose our eyelashes. We should praise him until we sweat the perm out of our head. Because God deserves to be praised. And I'm telling you, you have to look at how Satan operates, because Satan is not from the earth realm. He is from the heavenly realm. And though I've never gone to a nightclub, but I understand how they go to work. People dance. They bow off their heads. They act like they have no sense. And the same people will come to church and see you praising God and say, those people are fanatic. You hypocrite in heart. Leave me alone. Let me praise my God. I was created to do so. Because God has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Which in time past were not a people. But are now the people of God. Wave your hand and shout, I am somebody. I am God's chosen. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. There was a time we didn't have mercy, but now we got it. So tell somebody, honey, I got mercy. Oh, you have a problem with me? Don't worry about it. I got mercy. That soon be taken care of. I got mercy. They're talking about you that you're not right and you this and you're that. Don't worry about that. I got mercy. I soon be all right. I soon straighten out that. I soon straighten out the king. You see, if you come to church crushed, and somebody said, Madison, you're all crushed up. Okay, I got an iron. I got a steamer. I'll take care of that. That's what we have, church. That's what we have. Let nobody beat upon you and plound you into the ground. I'll take care of it. I got mercy. Tell somebody, I got mercy. Somebody, God is on my side. And it's a lengthy reading. You don't have time to read through all of it. But I bring you to St. John 15, the verse 16. A couple of verses there, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I know a lot of times you think that you choose to follow God. No. He chose you. Rise and stand upon your feet and say, I am somebody. God has chosen me. I know some people don't want you to feel chosen, but God chose you. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you have chosen me. He said, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So, you know, some people bring forth fruit, but the fruit don't remain. The fruit must remain. Come on and say amen. And you know what the fruits are, right? You know what they are. All right. Look up for the fruit of the Spirit. Don't have time to teach you right now. And that whatsoever he shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Lord God, bow your heads. Ask a thing. Ask. Ask of God. Those of you in radio land, take a moment. Pause. Pull over that car. Pull over that truck. Pause for a moment and ask God to do a thing for you, and watch it come to fruition if you believe.